Brothers and sisters in Christ,
兄弟姐妹们，大家早。
It's indeed a blessing to be here this morning to share God's word with you.
今天在这里能够和大家一起分享主的话语。
Let's take a look at Genesis chapter 9, verses 18 to 29. There's a bit of feedback from this.
我们一起来看创世纪。
Hello, is this okay? All right.Genesis chapter 9, verse 18. The sons of Noah who went forth from the ark were Shem, Ham, and Jephthah. Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah. And from these, the people of the whole earth were dispersed. Noah began to be a man of the soil, and he planted a vineyard. He drank of the wine and became drunk and lay uncovered in his tent.And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. Then Shem and Jephthah took a garment, laid it on both their shoulders, and walked backwards and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were turned backwards, and they did not see their fathers and covered the nakedness. When Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done to him, he said, Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be to his brothers. He also said, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. May God enlarge Jephthah, and let him dwell in the tents of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. After the flood, Noah lived 350 years. All the days of Noah were 950, and he died. Now, the story of Noah is both fascinating and yet controversial at the same time.
挪亚的故事是迷人的，也同时是具有争议性的。
Most of us are familiar with the Noah's Ark and also the Great Flood.
我们大多数人对挪亚方舟和那个大洪水的故事是熟悉的。
But what about Noah's family?
但跟那个挪亚的家人呢
？What happened to Noah's family after the flood?
挪亚一家在洪水之后发生了什么事
？Our text today tells us of a less familiar story.
我们今天的经文告诉我们一个比较不熟悉的故事。
A story about Noah and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Jephthah.
是一个关于挪亚和他的三个儿子闪、含还有亚佛的故事。
Now, immediately after the account of the great flood, the story zooms in to a localized episode of a small family disturbance.
在那大洪水之后，故事集中在一个小家庭的那个事端。
From the entire account of flood, from the building of the ark to the promise of the rainbow.We only hear God giving instructions to Noah and Noah obeying it.
在整个洪水事件里，从建造那方舟到那个彩虹的承诺，我们只听到上帝发出吩咐给挪亚，而挪亚只是服从上帝所给的吩咐。
Noah did not speak a word in the entire flood account.
在整个洪水事件里，挪亚没有说到一句话。
But in our narrative today, all of a sudden, God appears to be silent.
在我们今天的那个叙述里，上帝似乎突然间没有声音了。
God does not speak in our text.
在我们今天的经文里，上帝不说话。
God was not mentioned at all.
也完全没有提及上帝。
But yet, surprisingly, Noah spoke for the first time.
然而奇怪的是，挪亚第一次说话。
And his first words as recorded in the Bible,was actually a curse on his grandson.
而他在圣经里所记载的第一句话，就是实际上是诅咒他自己的孙子。
How inauspicious, you may think.
多么的不吉利。
Why did Noah curse his grandson?
为什么挪亚诅咒自己的孙子呢
？Why was God silent?
为什么上帝保持沉默呢
？What is the state of the world after the flood?
洪水之后的世界是怎样的呢？
In earlier passages, we were told that Noah has found favor in God's eyes.
在较早的经文里，我们知道挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
We are also told that Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God.
我们也知道挪亚是一个义人，在当时的时代是一个完全人，挪亚与神同行。
Such a description of someone is of the highest accolade that scripture can give to a man.
圣经这样的描述一个人是给一个人最高的荣誉。
You might be wondering, would God still have considered him righteous after seeing him getting drunk on his own wine?
你也许会觉得奇怪，上帝在看到他喝自己的酒喝到醉了之后，仍然会认为他是一个义人吗？
So there's one scholar who believes that undoubtedly Genesis sees it as a fall from grace for Noah to have become drunk and expose himself.
有学者认为，毫无疑问的，创世纪认为挪亚因喝醉酒而暴露自己，会因为这样而侍从。
Now we know that drinking wine is allowed.
我们知道喝酒是允许的。
But excessive drinking and drunkenness is prohibited in the Bible.
但是过量的饮酒和醉酒是圣经所禁止的。
But strictly speaking, the narrative here does not praise or condemn Noah's drunkenness.
严格来说，这里的叙事没有赞扬或者谴责挪亚。
In fact, the Jews exonerated Noah from any misdoing because they believed he was the first to have invented wine.
事实上，犹太人不怪罪挪亚的失态，因为他们认为他是第一个发明酒的人。
And so, as the first to have tasted wine, he was unaware of the intoxicating effect of his new discovery.
因此，作为第一个品尝到酒的人，他不会知道他发明的那个酒有醉人的作用。
But whatever Noah's folly may be, it was merely a shadow of Ham's folly.
但挪亚的蠢事远远比不上那含的愚蠢。
Now, what was Ham's folly?
那含的蠢事是什么呢？
Oh, this one. Interpreters have offered several explanations of the offense involved, particularly voyeurism, even castration,paternal incest or maternal incest.
解经家对所涉及的罪行提出了一些解释，特别是偷窥狂、阉割、父亲乱伦或母亲乱伦。
Yeah, we see a lot of sex scandal in the news. This was the Bible sex scandal of the century.
这是圣经的那个性丑闻。
Yeah, some have even suggested a homosexual act was committed.
有些人甚至认为有同性恋的行为。
But however, all of which are only speculations.
然而这些都只是猜测。
Now, rabbinic sources believe that much of the sordid details of the discovery of Noah's nakedness were removed from the Torah when it was put down in writing.
有拉比认为，发现挪亚赤身露体的许多肮脏细节已从摩西五经里被删除了。
Now, from the text alone,we can only identify two things that he might have done wrong.
单从经文里，我们可以看出他做了两件错的事情。
Firstly, he saw his father's nakedness.
第一，他看见他父亲赤身露体。
And second, he went to tell his brothers about it.
第二，他去告诉他的弟兄们。
Voyeurism and gossip.
偷窥狂和说闲话。
Were these enough for Noah to have reacted so strongly?
这些足以让挪亚有这么强烈的反应吗？
The text remains unclear about Ham's actual offense.
经文对韩的实际上的过犯还是不是很清楚。
But regardless of what his actual crimes may be,
不管韩所犯的是什么过错，
somehow his actions brought dishonor to his father.
他的所作所为使他的父亲蒙羞。
So in a patriarchal society where father is often the head of the household, honoring one's parents is of the highest importance in one's family.
在这个父权制的社会里，在家里荣耀自己的父母是最重要的。
We are reminded of the Mosaic commandment to honor your father and mother.
我们想起摩西的诫命，当孝敬父母。
This was the first commandment after the fall that was directed to God.
这个是十诫里那个对上帝的头四个诫命后的第一个。
Now, whatever Ham did,
不管韩做了什么，
it brought forth an extreme reaction from Noah.
他使挪亚有一个激烈的反应。
Noah was so upset that he cursed Ham's son, Canaan.
挪亚导致他诅咒韩的儿子迦南。
Hey, wait a minute.
等一下。
Why did Noah curse Canaan when it was his father Ham who committed the offense?
为什么挪亚诅咒迦南呢？是他的父亲犯了那个过犯。
This is the first major question which we will try to figure out today.
这是我们今天试图找出答案的第一个问题。
The second question is, who is Noah's younger son?
第二个问题是，谁是挪亚的小儿子？
Jephthah or Ham?
是亚佛还是韩？
Interestingly, the name sequence of Ham, Shem, and Jephthah appears 5 times in Genesis in this specific order.
有趣的是，韩、闪和亚佛这个特定的名字顺序在创世纪里出现了五次。
Hinting that Jephthah is the younger son.
暗示那个亚佛是最年轻的。
But yet, in verse 24, Ham was identified as Noah's younger son.
但在第二十四节里却指出韩是最小的儿子。
Why is this so?
为什么是这样呢？
You will also notice that the phrase Ham, father of Canaan, appears twice in our text.
你也会注意到韩是迦南的父亲这句话在我们的经文里出现了两次。
And the word Canaan appears 5 times in this text alone.
那个迦南这个名字在这经文里总共出现了五次。
One less than the 6 mentions of Noah.
只比提到六次的挪亚少了一次。
It's notanything unusual, but if you consider that Canaan might not even have been born yet at this time.
如果你考虑到迦南在那个时候可能还没出生。
Therefore, it is without a doubt that Canaan is an important character in our story today.
所以毫无疑问的，在我们的故事里，迦南是一个非常重要的人物。
The rest of the characters only serve as background.For a deeper understanding of the relationship between Canaan and Israel later.
其他的人物只能作为迦南和以色列人之间的关系的背景。
Now in our story, we are told that Noah was a man of the soil, an agriculturalist, a tiller of the land, just like Adam and Abel before him.
在我们的故事里，挪亚是一个农夫，就像他之前农业家或农夫的那个亚当和亚伯一样。
Now the relationship between man and the ground has always been very intricate from the very beginning.
从一开始，人类和土地之间的关系一直是非常的复杂的。
Agriculture was their thing.
农业是他们的。
Planting seeds, cultivating land, harvesting the fruit of labor were necessary work for a world wiped out by flood.
播种子、耕种、收成是一个被洪水消灭了之后世界之后的所需要做的工作。
Noah needed to provide food for his surviving family.
挪亚需要为他的家人提供食物。
And so he worked the soil and proceeded to plant a vineyard.
于是挪亚做起农夫来，栽了一个葡萄园。
You might be wondering why of all the seeds he could have planted, he would plant grapes.
你可能会觉得奇怪，在这么多的种子里面，为什么偏偏选择种葡萄呢？
Maybe this has to do with Noah's namesake command.At his birth,
这或许和挪亚出生时他的名字的评语有关。
When Noah was born, his father Lamech said this of him.
当挪亚出生的时候，他的父亲拉麦说
，Out of the ground that the Lord has cursed, this one shall bring relief from our work and from the painful toils of our hands.
他说，这个儿子必为我们的操作和手中的劳苦安慰我们。这操作劳苦是因为耶和华诅咒地。
Noah's name sounds like rest in Hebrew.
挪亚的名字在希伯来文里面听起来好像是休息。
It is believed that his planting of the vineyard was to bring rest and relief from working the ground that was cursed in Genesis chapter 3.
据认为他种植的葡萄园是为要在那被诅咒的地辛劳后带来休息。
That was Noah's contribution. He provided relief from the hard work of working the ground.
那是挪亚的贡献，他为那土地带来那个安慰。
Wine was never the problem.
酒不是问题。
As wine is also seen in Psalms, that it is one of God's gift that gladdened the heart of man.
酒在诗篇里被看作是上帝悦人心的礼物。
So after a great harvest, it was time for Noah to enjoy the fruit of his labor.
在丰收后，是时候让挪亚自己来享受自己劳动的成果。
He rested in his tent alone and had a sip of his prized wine and fell asleep.
他在他帐篷里休息，喝了一口他的酒，他就睡着了。
Maybe the alcohol content was too strong for him.
或许酒精的含量对他来说是太高了。
Maybe he just has a very low tolerance for alcohol.
或许他对酒精的耐受力非常的低。
Whatever the case, Noah's nakedness and drunkenness only provide the background for the main story soon to be revealed.
无论是哪一种情况，挪亚赤身露体和醉酒为那个主要的故事提供了那个背景。
Soon after, Noah's son Ham came into his father's tent and saw his father's nakedness.
不久以后，挪亚的儿子韩走进他父亲的帐篷里，看见他父亲赤身露体。
He did not try to cover him up, but instead went out and gossiped to his brothers.
他并没有试图遮盖他，只是走了出去，把事情告诉他的两个兄弟。
Upon hearing the news of their father's folly, Shem and Ham took a large cloth, possibly a blanket, and laid on both their shoulders.
他们听到他父亲的蠢事之后，闪和亚佛拿了一块大布，可能是一个毯子，把它放在他们的肩膀上。
They walked backwards into their father's tent and covered up their still naked and still sleeping father.
他们倒退地走到他父亲的帐篷，用并遮盖了他侧身露体还在睡梦中的那个父亲。
The sons had their faces turned backwards and made extreme caution to not see their father's nakedness.
他两个儿子被倒退着进去，并格外小心不要看到他父亲的侧身露体。
Funny how the author of Genesis went to such great extent to provide details of how awkward the two brothers might have been trying to restore the father's dignity.
有趣的是，创世纪的作者在他的这两兄弟如何遮盖他父亲的那个蠢事上提供了许多的细节。
We see more details here than provided, the details provided for the reasons behind Ham's nakedness, Noah's nakedness and Ham's discovery.
在这里我们看到比那个挪亚那个侧身露体更多的细节。
We can only imagine the difficulty involved in walking backwards and not walking, looking at where their naked father was sleeping.
我们只能想象那种倒退着走路而不能看他父亲到底在哪里的那种难度。
They can't walk at their own pace. They got to walk together.
他们不能够跟着自己的步伐来走，必须一起的走。
While balancing the large coat on their shoulders.
在同时要平衡那个大的布在他们的那肩膀上大的布料。
Why did the author go to such extent to describe their actions in such great details?
为什么作者要这么的费心思来描述他们的行动呢？
For one, it was written as a direct comparison to Ham's inaction or lack of action in this manner.
有描述是直接的比较含的没有行动，或者在这个问题上没有采取任何的行动。
The author wants to tell us that the two brothers valued their father's dignity much more than Ham.
有作者想要告诉我们，那两兄弟看重他父亲的尊严远远超过了含。
But this was not the end of the matter.
这是事情还没有结束。
Noah awoke from his slumber and realized the misdeeds of his younger son. He uttered his first words since the flood, a curse on Canaan.
当挪亚从沉睡中起来，他发现了他小儿子的那个行为，他说出了他的第一句话，就是诅咒迦南。
But why was Canaan cursed instead of Ham?
那为什么诅咒迦南呢，而不是含呢？
This curse has puzzled many scholars for centuries and even until today.
这个诅咒一直困扰着许多的学者，一直到今天还是困扰着他们。
No obvious answers could be given.
因为没有明显的答案。
Out of the many explanations provided, these three here have the most merit.
在这么多的解释之中，这三点是最贴切的。
But they each also have their limitations.
但他们也有他自己的局限性。
Now first, the rabbinic explanation points out that since God had recently pronounced his blessing on Noah and his sons in Genesis chapter 9 verse 1, so Noah could not unsay that promise.
因为在上帝在最近祝福了挪亚一家人，所以挪亚不可以收回那些话语。
Now whom God has blessed, man cannot curse.
上帝所祝福的人不能诅咒。
Now second, it was a mirroring punishment.
第二就是镜像的惩罚。
Now it was Noah's youngest son who dishonored him, and so Ham's youngest son, Canaan, will also dishonor him by being the recipient of the curse.
因为是挪亚的小儿子使挪亚蒙羞，所以韩的小儿子也会让他蒙羞。
But yet, some scholars believe that Ham may be the middle son, according to the name sequence earlier, but he was called the youngest because his moral standing among the brothers was the lowest.
一些学者认为韩可能是那个二儿子，但他被称为最年轻的，是因为他的那个道德观念是在兄弟之中是最低的。
So he was called the youngest to push him back because of his lack of moral standings.
因为他的品德是最低的，所以他被称为是最小的儿子。
Third, the sons of Noah should be seen as symbolic figures rather than individuals.
第三，挪亚的儿子应该被看作是象征性的人物，而不是个别的。
In this theory, there is a huge gap in time between Ham's misdeed and Noah's pronouncement of the curse.
在这个理论中，韩的行为和挪亚的诅咒有很大的时间的差距。
Now, it is possible that Ham was already dead when Noah cursed Canaan.
很有可能的，在挪亚诅咒迦南的时候，那个韩已经死了。
This explains why Ham's name was missing from verse 24 onwards.
这也解释了为什么韩的名字从24节以后起就不再出现。
But this theory assumes our story was only recorded in its written form when the Canaanites existed in history, possibly during Moses' era.
这个理论也认为这个故事在它有书面的形式记录，可能是在摩西的时代，当迦南人在历史上存在的时候。
The Canaanites were known for their sexual depravity and cultic idolatry.
迦南人是以他们的性堕落和崇拜偶像出名的。
The biblical writers were trying to figure out why were the Canaanites so deprived.
圣经的作者们试图的弄清楚迦南人为什么如此的堕落。
Didn't they come from the same ancestor Noah?
他们不是从同样的祖先挪亚一起。
And so they traced their depravity back to when they remembered about the story of Ham's discovery of Noah's nakedness, which was told to them in oral tradition.
当他们在查询的时候，他们想起了有口头传讲有关韩发现挪亚侧身入体的事情。
So, this is simply the origin theory.
简单的就是原点理论。
They saw the present depravity of Canaan and sought to explain the origin of their depravity.
他们看到了迦南的那个堕落，并尝试解释他们的恶行的起源。
Many believe that this curse on Canaan gave Israel the justification to conquer Canaan much later.
许多人也相信这个迦南的诅咒也让成了以色列以后占领迦南的理由。
So, what is a curse?
什么是诅咒呢？
Blessings and curse are always seen as opposite of each other in the biblical context.
在圣经里，祝福和诅咒总是相对的。
If blessing from God expresses the presence of God with us, then a curse is like the absence of God's blessing.In our lives.
如果从神而来的祝福表达了神与我们同在，那么诅咒简单的就是说神没与我们同在。
Now, it does not mean that once a curse is uttered, there is no reconciliation or hope.
但这不意味着说一旦被诅咒就没有任何的和解和希望。
When someone is cursed, it means that God's blessing is not with this person.
当有人被诅咒，简单的来说就是上帝没有和这个人同在。
So someone pointed out something quite interesting, that even though Canaan was cursed,
有人指出一些相当有趣的东西，就算迦南被诅咒，
He was to be the lowest of slaves to Shem and Ham, Shem and Jephthah.
他也是他的兄弟闪和亚弗的奴隶。
He remains very much under the blessing through his brothers.
但他也通过他的兄弟们也是被祝福的。
Canaan was not an outcast like Cain.
迦南不像该隐一样被社会排除。
For even a servant remains under the umbrella of blessing of their master, like Abraham's servants.
即使是仆人也在他的主人的祝福之下。就好像亚伯拉罕的仆人一样。
The Hebrew concepts of blessing and curse should not be confused with the modern English usage, where the term may refer to merely wishing someone good or to wish them ill.
希伯来文的祝福和诅咒的概念不应该和现在的英文文法 的那概念来被混淆。现在只是用来希望某某人好或者不好。
It's also not to use as a way of like a vulgarity that you curse someone today.
也不是用来脏话来骂人。
Now, biblical blessings and curse have powerful effects on the recipient.
圣经的祝福和诅咒对那个受者有强大的影响。
But they are often uttered in the context of a relationship.
但他常常用在关系那方面。
Now, between God and his people,
在神和他的人民之间。
Between the patriarchal father and his children,
在父权制的那个父亲和他的孩子们。
Just as blessing is a symbol of an established intimate relationship with the other,
就好像祝福代表了一个与他人亲密的关系。
Likewise, a curse reflects a broken relationship with the other.
同样的，诅咒代表了一个破碎的和他人破碎的关系。
A curse reflects a breakdown in relationships.
诅咒代表了一个破碎的关系。
I believe that Pastor Xiaohui's sermon last week, when he quoted this, the flood has effected no change in humankind, but it has effected an irreversible change in God, who will approach his creation with an unlimited patience and forbearance.
小辉牧师在上周说到，洪水并没有改变人类，但它对上帝造成一个无法转变的改变。上帝会以无限的耐心和宽容来对待他的创造。
Even after God's punishment, the state of the humankind did not change.
就算上帝的惩罚之后，人类并没有改变。
The world continues to be disobedient to God.
世界仍然不服从神。
Whether you call it man's fault or man's disobedience, the curse of Canaan reflects man's broken relationship with God.
不论我们把它称为人类的堕落或人类的反叛。
It reflects the broken relationship with God and with the world and with everyone and everything in it.
它反映了人和上帝以及人和人之间或者人和所有的事物之间的破裂的关系。
So today's text tells us that man's relationship with his parents, his siblings, and his children and grandchildren is also broken.
今天的经文告诉我们，人和他的父母、他的兄弟姐妹。
In fact, I hope that this will be our understanding of what a curse is.
实际上我希望这是我们对那个诅咒的理解。
A curse is a reflection of broken relationships.
诅咒是反映了那个破裂的关系。
We live in this world of broken relationships.
我们生活在这个充满了破裂的关系的世界。
But it does not mean that God has given up on us.
不过这并不代表着上帝放弃了我们。
Pastor Xiaohui was right to say, God never gives up.
小辉牧师说的是对的，上帝永不放弃。
From the experience of the flood, God understands that punishment alone is not going to rebuild his relationship with the world.
从洪水的经验，上帝明白了，单靠惩罚是不能重建自己和世界的关系。
This brokenness needs a different kind of mending.
这种破碎需要不同的方法来修补。
There is hope, even if we live in this land that is cursed.
即使我们生活在这个被诅咒的土地，我们还是有希望的。
Being cursed does not mean that everything is hopeless.
被诅咒并不代表着一切都是绝望了。
Being cursed does not mean that we are going to hell.
被诅咒并不代表着我们会下地狱。
Noah's curse on Canaan should not be seen as a prophetic announcement.
挪亚诅咒迦南不应该被看成是一个预言的宣告。
Rather, it's a declaration of what Canaan is, a broken and sinful child of God.
相反的，它是一个什么是迦南的声明，是一个破碎和罪恶的上帝的儿女。
It reflects how rebellious Canaan is.
它反映了迦南是如何的叛逆。
It also reflects who we are.
它也反映了我们自己是谁。
Living in sin apart from God's blessings.
生活在罪中， 离开上帝的祝福。
As I reflect on today's story about Noah and his three sons,
正我自己反思挪亚和他三个儿子的故事。
I'm reminded of my own broken relationships in my life.
我想起了我自己生活中破裂的关系。
So he has three sons. I have two.
我有三个孩子，儿子他有两个儿子。
Yeah. So I'm sure it also helps us to think about our own relationship with our children, with those whom we love.
我们要想到我们自己和自己孩子的，还有我们自己心爱的人的关系。
We live in a world of chaos, a world of brokenness.
我们生活在一个混乱的世界，一个破碎的世界。
Families are dysfunctional.
家庭的有问题。
Relationships are painful.
关系是痛苦。
And we hurt those whom we love the most.
我们也伤害我们所爱的人。
Like Ham, we may have also dishonored our parents in ways that we do not even realize.
就像韩，我们可能会在我们不知道的情况下，使我们的父母蒙羞。
Maybe our relationship with our siblings has not been good for far too long.
或许我们和我们兄弟姐妹的关系一直都不是很好。
Like in our story, God may be silent in our lives.
就好像我们的故事里，上帝可能在我们生活中沉默。
But yet, he is not silent in action.
但是他不是没有行动。
He is constantly working behind the scenes.
他一直在幕后做工。
To set things right.
把错的弄成对的。
So from creation, the pre-flood event, to de-creation, the flood, to recreation, post-flood, God continues his work of recreating a new creation in us.
从洪水前的创造到洪水的毁灭，一直再到洪水后的那个再创造，上帝继续他创造一个新的我们的工作。
We are a new creation through the blood of Jesus Christ, the last and final Adam.
我们是上帝通过耶稣的血的一个新的创造，一个最后和最终的亚当。
Let me end with a verse from Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, "Curse is everyone who is hanged on a tree." Let us pray. Our gracious and most heavenly Father, you are most merciful in how you deal with us. Even though we live in this world of broken relationships, we have not experienced the love that you want us to experience, Lord. Be it our own disobedience, or failures to recognize who you are, Father, forgive us, for you are patient, and you are kind, and you love us dearly. And we pray for every one of us here who have experienced broken relationships in their lives. We pray that, Lord, Father, you be the healer, you be the one who meant it, and restore us back to you, to your embrace, from now to always. And all this we pray in your Son's precious name. Amen.